From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, March 24th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, we always knew there wasn't any Russian collusion by President Trump or myself. That was the main thing they cited in Congress to have me deplatform, was a Russian agent. Never called me to be interrogated, never brought me before Congress, able to face my accusers, but they said it nonetheless. And not one American charged with actual collusion with a Ruski. Meanwhile, we have the Democratic Party literally on the Chi-Com payroll. But what's coming next? A lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives, a lot of nationalists are celebrating right now. And if you thought it was dangerous to be on the streets if you're a recognizable Trump supporter when Trump won, or in the last 2.5 years, let me tell you something. Since this news came out Friday, if I go to the grocery store, if I go to a restaurant, if I go to a comedy club, 95% of people that recognize me, and that's like half the people, shake my hand. But every 4 or 5 minutes, if I'm in public around a crowd, somebody starts trying to physically attack me. I mean, they are crazy people. Their whole identity is in that they are the chosen ones and that they are the intellectuals because they're all unemployed or school teachers or professors who dress up as Antifa during the weekends. And they listen to NPR and believe, even though statistically they have lower IQs and are paid less, that they are the anointed ones. And it's just not going the way it was planned. So it's crazy, and I want to open the phones up today to get your take on this, but as I told you over and over again, they used the Russiagate phony investigation, the Inquisition, the witch hunt, the real Red Scare, to not just cover up the illegal spying on Trump during the campaign and once he was president-elect, but to cover up the criminal activity of the Clintons and others with the Russians, because who would think people investigating Russia would be actually in bed with Russia? And then it was used as a dragnet to try to find dirt on Trump and his associates. But Trump is so clean compared to other, quote, politicians and people that despite the fact they busted a few of his lawyers who had their own scams going on the side, in 2+ years, they haven't been able to find anybody other than Michael Cohen who will make up stuff. And so, yes, Mueller in its third phase, special counsel was meant to find the dirt to hand off to Congress and to hand off to U.S. attorneys. And there will be more investigations, but they're going nowhere. And it's what happens when the tyranny of an entrenched bureaucracy and political classes who had all their power handed to them runs into a sharp, aggressive, intelligent person like Trump. And then Trump's able to rally the people to take action. And the left thought intimidation and all the rest of us would make us go away. It only made us entrench. That said, though, just from what I've seen on the street, they are foaming at the mouth to stage Jesse Smollett stuff. I was in a restaurant, had people come in, threaten me 3 times. When I left the restaurant, they were waiting outside. Then when I got in their face, they go, "We're victims, we're victims, we're victims." And the leftist media grabbed it and posted it at the top. But it's like Jesse Smollett. We've got the raw footage. It ain't going to work. See, we're supposed to just roll over and die. We're supposed to just go away. But we didn't. We're still there. And we're still winning, thanks to you, the listeners. So that's just some of what we've got. We've got some of the epic former predictions of the Democrats. Now we've got their epic meltdowns. Then your phone calls. But then the rest of the story. Yeah, a lot of good stuff's happening. But the globalists have got some tricks up their sleeves. We better look at those. Plus some other really good news. Oh, my gosh. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
think instead of making comments myself, it's just best to play a short compilation in a moment of the controlled corporate fascist media posing as leftists, posing as liberals. Just the walls are closing in. There's no doubt he's a Russian. Absolute proof. Russia's stole the election. Total fiction. Russia, on a scale of 1 to 10 for infiltrating the U.S. politically, is about a 1. The Chinese are about a 20. You're like, I thought it was a scale of 1 to 10. Yeah. If the Russians were doing that, I'd be all over them. They're not. What they are doing is injecting a bunch of troops into Venezuela, which is our hemisphere, and is dangerous and is wrong. Militarily, Russia's militarily a threat at about a 10. But see, we're not worried about that. We're worried about just dominating politically. But now the Attorney General, Bob Barr, has sent over the report, and he's sending it over to Congress, reportedly by tomorrow. But he sent over a summary saying no Russia collusion. And the Democrats just don't know what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, there never was any collusion. We know that. The Democrats tried to steal the election. They failed. They tried to discredit the election. And because they're globalists and are anti-American, that's the point that made them lose the election. So they went, wait, how do we globalists that want to get rid of the country and say America was never great, it'll never be great? And that's what all these new members of Congress have said. America sucks. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. Capitalism is irredeemable. How do they then make it look like they're good guys? Oh, Trump's a Russian. He wants to hurt America. No one buys that. And now, the big dragnet they had to illegally spy on everything Trump's done for years that they claim was a Russia investigation is over. And they're farming out to different U.S. attorneys pieces of dirt they think they found in the next round to try to come after Trump and impeach him. But the defeat of this whole thing and the fact they could not find one person that actually colluded in the Trump camp shows how outsider Trump was. Trump was not a political insider. Trump was a maverick. Trump did things his own way. Trump took his own counsel. All the other parties and political systems are councils that sit around and war game ideas and send it to insurance companies and send it to think tanks and then come up with consensuses of lining their own pockets and selling the country out. Trump comes in and is his own guy. Say what you want about him. He's definitely the president. He's calling the shots. And that fundamentally freaks out the D.C., L.A., New York, San Francisco power axis. They don't know what to do. They disdain the Midwest. They disdain Illinois. They disdain Texas. They disdain everything from Tennessee to Alabama out to most of Washington State to Idaho to Utah to Montana to Colorado. And so say what you want about Trump. I'd give him an A-plus right now. He had about an A-minus, which is better than Hillary's, like a negative F. But when he signed the executive order Friday, right when he knew the report was done, as our sources told us, he dropped the hammer. Tens of billions of college money at state colleges and federally funded colleges that keep running the censorship will have their money pulled. That's default. It's discriminatory. Federal law says that. They'll try to challenge it in court, just like everything else Trump's done. It'll get shot down at the Ninth Circuit. It'll win at the Supremes. That took Trump from about a 91 to about a 96. If I was president, I'd probably be doing about a 55. Just because you want to get something good done doesn't mean you can get it done. This is phenomenal. And in this instant gratification culture, people don't appreciate what we've got. But I got to tell you, I still love Trump in the last couple months. And I was sincere on air that I was upset he wasn't fighting the censorship. But I knew getting all of you active and everybody else on target, along with Tucker Carlson, even Don Jr. and others, going after his dad, saying you need to take action. This is front burner. Word is Trump's going to do it. And I got that word about a week ago before he did it. They said, look, relax. Cavalry's coming. And I figured that. It's just that now I've gone from my gut telling me Trump's totally on target to thinking, thank the Lord. But as I told you, Justice Department says Mueller report does not exonerate Trump. They still may try obstruction. I love it. Obstruction of a crime that doesn't exist. So they're going to try a bunch of other crap, but this is a big blow. And it's because MSM's failed to turn people against Trump. They failed to kill the economy. They failed. And a lot of this power structure is pragmatically going, why are we going to fund a civil war and let the Chinese run everything? This isn't even good for the elite. Why? Just stop. But it's all about the left's hate of America. It's spiritual. So here's part of a compilation that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Donald Trump's finished. The walls are closing in. Here it is.
Donald Trump's done. He's done. There's no question about that. He's done.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
The beginning of the end.
And breaking news.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
The call for impeachment.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight.
I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls closing in. The walls are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight, the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
And then Twitter users showed clips of Rachel Maddow and others crying when Mueller found no collusion with Russia, and Twitter banned them. Those clips are coming up. Last night when I had leftists come into a restaurant and yell at me and scream at me, they were going to get me. I tried to leave. They accosted me and then told security I'd come out and accosted them. You got to give them to the left, man. They know how to unify lie, as you just saw. It's a very nasty, nasty group of delusionals. The good news is humanity's waking up to them and the jig is up. The jig is up in a big, big way. No, you're the colluders. You're the people that hate America. You're the left. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to open the phones up in the next segment, specifically on what do you think of Mueller? A lot of people say, well, it's added credibility to Mueller now because he didn't find a collusion. No, there was none. There were low-level campaign aides that the Russians talked to. There were a few Russian ambassadors and people that went to big campaign events trying to meet with the guy after he was the nominee. That's standard. There was General Flynn, when Trump was president-elect, already making contacts with the Chinese, Russian, British, French, Mexican, all the major leaders. Canadian. But you see, the controlled corporate press knew that the public didn't know standard procedure. So they made everything Trump did look like some giant criminal activity. It's like they had that first G20 meeting and Putin was there. It was like, what did he say as they walked down the hall of their leaders? They talked to each other for up to a minute. It was like, dun, 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 proof of treason. Then when Trump, 6 months after he should have in office, should have been one of his first meetings, superpower nuclear weapons, they send the Russian ambassador Lavrov, and he meets with Trump for like an hour, and it's like, treason, ladies and gentlemen. Trump met to... The president meets with foreign leaders. He's the head of a branch of government. But we had to watch this. And, you know, it's surreal when you're walking through a hotel lobby or at the grocery store and you hear, F you, you Russian, I hope you go to prison or die. And you turn at some businessman or it's a businesswoman, someone's with their kids, and you're like, I'm an American patriot. Shut up, traitor. Stay away from us. And it's just very Twilight Zone. It's like, you're a Martian space alien. None of it's true, but you're just like, But these are conformist leftists. They watch PBS and CNN, and they believe it's God. They believe every word of it. And to them, this is their whole identity. And because it's not true, they're freaking out. I have personally, since this happened on Friday, since we heard the report came out, no collusion, now confirmed by the Attorney General, set to publish almost all the report except for some secret names, sources. And I'll just be walking down the street and all of a sudden someone just pulled their car up and start going like, I mean, they literally think, I'm like, yes, I am with the FSB. I can make my orders from a Putin. And if you say to him, hey, Hillary got hundreds of millions of dollars from Uranium One. Hey, you know, the globalists want to get rid of our country. And then shift to shut up, racist, shut up, Nazi, shut up. And then they try to attack you. And their spirit is Jussie Smollett. That's what they do, because they're virtue signalers. They don't produce. They lie. And our big, rich, powerful, free market country has created a climate. You've seen it at the Grand Canyon. You've heard about it in Japan with those monkeys that are so fat that live by the volcanic hot springs that, you know, the equivalent of like 500-pound men. They're so fat. They're, you know, the ratio of obesity. And they're just totally lazy, hateful, mean. Suddenly, when there's no work to do, because everybody just gives them food, they're mean to each other. They do bad things. They throw poop at people's cars that give them food. When you pull up to give them food, they get mad at you and scream at you. Just 50 years ago, they wouldn't even get in the pools. We're scared of humans. Now they run everything. That is the mindset. And because no one's ever stood up to these little spoiled brats, they believe they're God. It's unbelievable. So the question to callers at 877-789-2539, where do you think this goes next? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Because let me tell you something. The corporate media are such liars. Twice yesterday I had leftists. One time a guy slowed his car down when I was downtown to go eat dinner with Joe Rogan. And another time when these people were confronting me in a restaurant and then telling security that I'd come over to their table when they were on record coming over to me, I just stood up to them. And they go, where's your kids? Aha, I lost your kids. I'm like, well, they're at home with the nanny. I didn't say that. I've got my kids 95% of the time. But the media says I lost my kids. The media says we're bankrupt and have been shut down. The media says we're losers. Because to the left, it doesn't matter if InfoWars is just as successful as it's ever been, in a way even stronger, more hardened, more focused. Our listeners understand the score. We're more battle-hardened. But the left doesn't care. They want a simulation in their head. But when I'm in an airport, this has happened every time I've flown in the last 2 years. When they see me with all four of my children, sometimes right in front of my wife and kids, they come over and they go, F you and F your family. And my 14-year-old son, he's 16 now, said, hey, man, that's not very nice. And they said, F you. You want to fight? And two grown men bowed up to him. And then when I came over, they ran off. That's who the left are, ladies and gentlemen. And you have to understand that there's no end to them. You have to understand there's no end to these people. They're entitled. They've been brought up in universities in their own bubble where they're allowed to intimidate, attack anybody they want. And they're now supposed to come out and conquer the world. Hillary was supposed to win. They were supposed to all get big, high-powered jobs. They were supposed to run our lives. They were born to rule, born to run, like Beto. A shot of him out in the desert where he doesn't even live, in Grand Canyon, 200 miles from where he even lives. And it's like, the prophet is here. They go, are you a prophet? He says, I was born for this, yes. And what does he say? He says, there's no question Trump is a Russian agent. Today. Well, if Russian agents get thousands of new factories and strengthen our military and take care of the veterans and stand up against censorship and get us out of foreign TPP that took our sovereignty, boy, we sure need more Russians running things. No, Trump's a hardcore American. And he's from a winning country. And he knows we're going to dominate if we just promote American values, and he isn't part of the sick, Chi-Com-loving cult that sold the country out. And now under his leadership, we're learning about the treason that we told you about with Google and all the rest of these big telecoms. And I was told by sources, just settle down, Alex. As soon as the Mueller report comes out, Trump's dropping the hammer. He's not going to wait till the next election to stop the censorship. He knows. He's suckering them in so that they get really arrogant and admit it all. And it's true. As soon as the CEOs went on TV and admitted, okay, we are censoring and we're going to do more, Trump went, oh, well, that's illegal then. So he definitely has patience. He's 72. I'm 45. Stay with us. Welcome back. You found it. The tip of the spear, the most hated broadcast in the world by pedophiles, commies,
live from terrorists. The InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, there's just too much gold to get to even a 10% of it. But at NewsWars.com, if you're a radio listener, you definitely want to go look at Collusion Delusion, Dem's best Mueller meltdown memes. After 2+ years of the harassment, the attacks, there's got to be at least 10 congressional hearings I watched where they would just go, Alex Jones is a Russian agent, needs to be shut down. He takes his orders from Putin. And Obama set up that CIA Stay Behind Network, and they shut down almost everybody. So you can say, oh, well, ha-ha, no collusion. They use that cover to turn intelligence agencies loose on the American people and censor the living hell out of everybody. So it's satisfying that they couldn't dig anything up or make anything up, but it's kind of like having your legs chopped off and then talking about how it's satisfied because they didn't get your throat slit yet. And believe me, with that whole big fake dragnet, they dug up lots of dirt on Trump associates for taxes or checks or girlfriends. And the next phase, I told you it was coming, but they've said it's here. And I see one of the callers is making the point. Yeah, the Dems are already saying Mueller sold out. Oh, yeah, right. The establishment guy brought in, works for the Clintons, the Bushes, Obama, all of them. There's no Russia collusion. They grilled everyone, trying to get people to make something up. The best they had was one of the Trump people talked to a Russian agent at a bar in Italy and then got questioned about it a year later and forgot about it. Oh, my gosh. He talked to a Russian. It's kind of like the beginning of that great movie, Aliens. Sir, is this going to be another bug hunt? I'm like, who's that? Apparently, she saw an alien. It's like, apparently, he talked to a Russian once. Oh, my gosh. Woo! It's just like, you know, I just can't help but I have to tell the truth. You know what? I'm not going to say it on air. I had Jack Posobiec on Friday, and I basically said it then. But you know these Google executives and people helping oppress the Chinese people, giving them all our secret DARPA technology. If a colonel in the military gave 1 million to the Chinese, something like that, they'd never even get tried. They'd be killed. You signed on for that. You should be. And I know there's a lot of money and everybody's been bought off by China, but my God, we've been sold out. And the audacity to point their fingers at people like me and Trump and say, we're on foreign payrolls? No, you are, and you know it, scum. And I'm not going to do anything to you. Because that's not my department. But the worm is turning. Doesn't mean if I needed to, I wouldn't. You're found guilty of treason. They want me to kick the switch to open that trap door and drop your neck down and snap that son of a bitch. I swear to God, I'll pull those levers all day. Because I'm sick of your crap. You're not just traitors selling us out to horrible authoritarian regime that's killed way more than Hitler did. You're trying to take my freedoms and lock my ass up. To quote Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. Anyways, I've just had enough. I am not a traitor. I am an American. That's all I've ever done. Everyone knows it. It's all my family's ever done. And I am sick of these traitors pissing all over the country and getting away with it. I said I'd get these clips to go to your calls. I'm sorry. You try having your phones tapped. You try getting followed around by the FBI where they want you to know they're out in the parking lot. You try them questioning your friends and family. You try the whole system trying to bankrupt you, and they know full damn well you have no connections to foreign powers. It's disgusting. And again, I'm not saying 99% of the FBI is involved. It's the special dirty units. And this is a big defeat for them. Believe me, they thought they'd find something. My God, you go to D.C., there's Russian and Chinese and Indian and Mexican and Saudi and Qatari money and Dubai money just flying everywhere. So they thought, well, there's got to be something because they're all knee-deep in it. A lot of them over their heads. But there wasn't. Because Trump doesn't trust anybody and runs everything himself. And that's why you're so scared, is he's the total outsider. Just like I'm a total outsider. I don't want to be in D.C. around all you people. I don't need to be around your establishment to think I've arrived. I've arrived genetically, spiritually. I don't want to be around you. If there was some free open country better than this one, I'd get out of here. I want to live out in the middle of nowhere. So don't you ever try to say I'm you. And this is a big repudiation of your treasonous garbage. So it is a victory, but they're not going to give up. Here's Mark Dice breaking down some of their whining and puling once things didn't come through the way they wanted it. Here it is.
Well, Robert Mueller has finally ended his investigation into the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy theories and handed his big nothing burger of a report into the Attorney General's office. Before we take a look at how the liberal media is reacting to the news that there will be no impeachment, let's take a quick trip down memory lane.
You told the Washington Post last week that, quote, there's a smell of treason in the air when it comes to this investigation.
We are looking at the possibility that the President of the United States and those around him during an election campaign colluded with a hostile foreign power to undermine the basis of our democracy.
Donald Trump now sits at the threshold of impeachment.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question that what he is doing is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
It does look like collusion. It does look like he's listening to Putin more than he is American intelligence. And frankly, I've never seen that before.
Vladimir Putin and his associates, somebody has something on Donald Trump.
We're hearing a new word, right? He said it was treason.
Do you believe that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians in the 2016 campaign?
Yes.
Do you believe the president himself colluded with the Russians?
Yes, he colluded, and I don't think that's a hard answer to the question at all.
Certainly say with confidence that there is significant evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia.
It's beyond the shadow of a doubt to me that if there was not collusion, there was at least the effort to collude with a foreign power.
And in the report, yeah, then goes into the fact that they now have to admit that that's not the case. We'll come back and play some more of that in a moment. But I wanted to play Maxine Waters. She says, oh, nothing stops. We just go forward. Now, remember, this is a lady that wants to get rid of our borders. This is a lady that wants to get rid of our sovereignty. She's a lady that says America sucks. She says drain the swamp came from Putin with no proof. Here's Maxine Waters flipping out.
And you have Donald Trump supporters, including his former U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, out there tweeting and saying, essentially presuming that the president has been exonerated by the report. And in Nikki Haley's case, saying that it's been completed and everyone should just move on. It's a curious position to take since we don't know what's in the report. But do you see colleagues on the other side of the aisle sort of declaring this whole thing at an end and wanting no further inquiry? I know that the House has something like 80 subpoenas still out.
Absolutely. Well, I want to tell you that this president has a way of trying to get into people's heads and indoctrinate them. He's been saying no collusion, no collusion, no collusion over and over again for a long time now. And he's going to try and conclude that this report is proving that there's no collusion. And you have a lot of his sycophants who will, you know, take the nod from him and they'll say the same thing. But we cannot allow them to get away with this. He does this all the time. This is not the end of anything. This is it's the end of the report and the investigation.
All right, let's stop there. So now Trump runs Mueller. No, that's not true. There is nothing except you getting 30-something million to your corrupt husband of taxpayer money, and you're a damn crook. That's just what a damn crook. I mean, Maxine Waters is an America-hating witch. Dirty as the day is long. And then she points her finger at us and says, we're trading the country out when we're doing the opposite. Live. So we have the special counsel. After 2+ years, a giant dragnet, and all they could find was one of Trump's lawyers didn't pay $5 million in taxes for a taxi company he had that had zero to do with Trump. And another lawyer in Chicago that was one of the lawyers on Trump Tower there, and his own personal tax deal as well. And then a few other lawyers. So a giant dragnet, a national security dragnet, looking into everything, warrantless spying. Trump has basically had a magnifying glass put on him that has never been done to a president in U.S. history. It's equivalent of a proctology exam every day, a dental exam every day. I mean, it's complete, and there's nothing there. People have been trying to set up Trump for 45 years. When he bought up golf courses because the old rich white people wouldn't let blacks, Hispanics, or Jews or Asians be on them, they were all falling apart because all the weird old white people wouldn't let anybody in, but they were all like 90 years old and wouldn't let anybody in. Trump bought them up for nothing, but they'd come after him when he bought them up. It's famous. And they would look for any dirt they could with the local government, and they couldn't find it. Trump knows not having dirt is a good thing, just like me. There's no dirt. And I watch people try to always manufacture it, always like act like something we're doing is dirty or something we're doing is bad. Now, we do things that are private and secret, so the enemy doesn't know where to hit us, but we don't do anything illegal. I don't even speed anymore. I used to have a little bit of a heavy foot, very rarely. Today I got on the highway and was going like 60, and the car had like 100 car lengths behind me probably. It's way back there. Come zooming up like 100 on my ass. No kids in the car, no cars around me. All right, boom, 100 in about 3 seconds. And like, whoa, they're like, yeah. So, I'm not going to lie. Every once in a while, I get a little bit of a lead foot. Maybe 5 times a year instead of 5 times a day now, though. And never with my kids around or if the highway's busy. It's still not good. I shouldn't do it. My wife's like, sell the Hellcat and just drive your F-150. And it's true. But I'm digressing. That's it. You want to get me on something? That's it. I did it today. And it was really funny because there's these young kids in these little bitty Japanese cars from like Fast and Furious. They really think they're really fast. And they've got this thing about running up on the ass of your car. And if you're driving a real powerful muscle car, you just blast past them. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm digressing. You don't tune in for that. And I want to go to your phone calls. We'll start your calls next hour. Preston and Chase and Heather and Matthew and Virginia and Jim and Mike and David and Greg and Dennis and Pastor and everybody else. But getting back to this, since I mentioned the Mark Dice piece, here's Mark just playing some of the clips. I've got like a 10-minute compilation here, but his is shorter, probably better. The video's up on Infowars.com and MarkDice.com. Here's some of them having to admit that, okay, there's no collusion in the report, and now a summary's been sent, and now the full report's going to probably be released. They rarely do that because there's, you know, names of sources and things. But other than those being cut out, it's going to be pretty much unredacted. Here it is.
It's beyond the shadow of a doubt to me that if there was not collusion, there was at least the effort to collude with a foreign power.
Let's go now to MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski for the latest, because I'm sure that the final round of indictments have been issued and that those in Trump's inner circle are being arrested at this very moment.
ABC News, citing sources familiar with the investigation, reporting that no more indictments are coming from the special counsel. The report also highlights a letter from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosen.
She just pulled a Ron Burgundy there. No more indictments are coming? But Michael Avenatti guaranteed that at least Donald Trump Jr. would get indicted for lying to the special counsel. Nope, wrong again, moron. But surely the report says that the White House and the Attorney General's office tried to interfere in the Mueller investigation, right, Rachel Maddow?
He's notifying Congress formally there was never anything the special counsel sought to do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing.
This is a woman who was literally crying moments before going to air after realizing that all of her hopes and dreams came crashing down. Chris Matthews isn't much happier.
How can there be a charge here or a claim of collusion? Formally, the term is advancing a Russian conspiracy to interfere and screw with our elections, basically. How can that be laid, that accusation be laid against the president by Mueller if he's not indicting any of Trump's people here?
So thank you for having me, Chris. I've been listening to the questions you've been raising. I think they're important ones, but I think it's hard to speculate until we've actually seen the
report.
Why didn't he indict?
We were told by a DOJ official tonight there will be no indictments. That means no indictments about collusion. Doesn't that startle you with after all these meetings?
The reason is, Chris, there's no evidence for that.
That's right. That's enough. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. If there isn't any evidence and it didn't happen, just because you said it yourself probably 5,000 times the last 2 years, Chris, and the rest of the media 100,000 times or more, just because you keep saying 2 + 2 = 7, it always equals 4. It doesn't equal 7. It doesn't equal 100. It doesn't equal 75,371,000. No. 2 + 2 = 4. Now I want to go to this because we can sit here and laugh about this all day, but it's not funny. I've got a whole stack of articles here that are up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. You can read all the reporters' names. They didn't ban James Woods because he's still got a voice, but the lady that tweeted the image of Rachel Maddow crying, MSNBC got angry, of course, and complained. And just like I got banned from Twitter, the final straw was saying that Oliver Darcy, who gets people banned, is a punk to his face. I said, you're a modern book burner. Shame on you. He's a public figure at work, at Congress. And I tell him, how dare you, and dressing down, I was taken down because you don't criticize public figures. Well, stories up on InfoWars.com. Twitter bans user for laughing at Rachel Maddow's tears of despair over Mueller report. Here it is.
To do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing. And that's not what everybody would like to hear that from Robert Mueller as well as from Bill Barr. But at this point, it's only Bill Barr who is speaking on Mueller's behalf. Robert Mueller is still, at this point, publicly silent, as he has been from the very beginning. Although, we'll have more on that in a moment.
That's what got banned. Laughing at a public figure. And when I had these leftists confront me in a restaurant and wait outside for me, when I came out, chant death to me and all this stuff. And then when the security came, they went, he came to us. He's harassing us. It's what they did. And then the headline on Reddit was, Alex Jones can't deal with criticism and just attacks innocent people for no reason. See, that's how it works. They're the ones that can't handle criticism. They're the ones that can't handle speech. They're the ones that can't handle any of it. They want to slap you in the back of the head, pour coffee on you, and then when you chase them down, they get mad at you. Because you're supposed to just sit there and take it. You're supposed to be one-dimensional. We're going to go to break, come back with your phone calls. I've got a lot more, obviously, and a couple of other big issues we haven't hit yet. We've been covering some positive things. We have some really positive things I haven't hit. The SPLC implodes. President and legal director resign amid sexual misconduct scandal. That's not even half the story. I'll break down the rest of the story when we come back. Please don't forget, we had a very successful Defend Free Speech, Stop Big Tech Censorship, 50-hour broadcast Thursday through Saturday. And those sales are extended to the end of the month, 50% off on all the supplements, store-wide free shipping, and on some of the specials as high as 60% off, which make them loss leaders, double Patriot points. That's 10% off for every dollar you spend on the next order. You get free shipping when you sign up. You also get auto ship when you sign up. For auto ship, you get 10% off on the next order. A lot of big specials. So whatever the great product is you need, these are the highest quality supplements, highest quality water filters, air filters, books, videos, T-shirts. It's all there, and it's your purchases that make it all possible. So we've come a long way together. I salute you, and I thank you, and it's a win-win. So get your fish oil. Get your bodies. Get your turmeric. Get your Turbo Force Beyond energy drink. Get your Nootropic Brain Force. X2's back in stock. Broadcasting worldwide. Out on the road for 25 years.
We now take you to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, rest of this hour is your calls. Greg Reese did a very powerful report dealing with why you can't question Christchurch in New Zealand, and I'm not even questioning that people didn't die. The guy said he's trying to cause a revolution. Why can't you question it? Why are they censoring? It's very dangerous. It's never happened before. And it's really unified censorship. That's coming up in the last segment of this hour. And there's a lot of really positive news as well, but I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls right now. And we're going to talk about the Mueller report, what's coming next. Will Mueller get away scot-free? I'll briefly, when we start the next segment, give you my take on it. But yeah, they're lucky they're not all indicted. Because the way they went about this whole investigation was fraudulent. They lied to Congress. And I can tell you behind the scenes, there's been a truce supposedly made by the bodies. But I wouldn't trust the globalists as far as you could throw them. I don't just want wars and internal strife for no reason. I'm not like the globalists that want to mount everybody's head on the wall so I feel dominant. But these people, there's no honor amongst these people. So this is a big victory, though, because they came up empty. But they're going to try to regroup. So a lot of people think that, you know, we can all just sail off in the sunset together. Dennis, you think the left's going to implode. They're already imploding. In fact, I'm going to put out an alert for any public figures, Christians, conservatives, well-known people. They are out. They are. Usually one of them tries to assault me every 2 weeks or so. Twice yesterday. The day before. I've been thrown out of businesses I'm in now when they just see I'm in them. They are. Women just walk up and start crying and hyperventilating and get out of here. Get out. Ah! I mean, they're already imploding. What do you think is going to happen, Dennis?
Well, technically, they are going to implode. What's happening now, you will start seeing them eat at each other at a rapid rate. They will start bringing up the negative stuff that each one of them have done. But it's going to be done during that presidential debate. They have so many people. You're going to watch the ultimate show on the Democrat Party. This is about to be it. I'm telling you, 2020, we are moving straight forward. Ain't no turning back for us now.
You know, I agree with you. What is the phenomenon about leftists all over the world that they have to bring people down so they're always backbiting each other? They're their own worst problem.
That's because they, just like Beto O'Rourke said, he was made for this. This is the mentality of these people. They're showing you, you're supposed to heal to me. Ain't that what Hillary Clinton said about black people?
Yeah.
You have to look at it. Look at it. These people think they're the elite ruling class politically. That's it. Just let them do what they're doing.
No, you're right. They want everybody to heal to them like a dog.
Exactly. One way, shape, form, or fashion. Doesn't make a difference. We'll start with your censorship, then we're going to come and get your guns, and then after that, hey, we're going to turn this into China. Please start giving us your kids. You can only have two kids, and one of them better be a girl. I'm telling you. That's just their mentality model. That's the model. That is the leftist model. They've been taking everything that George Soros has thrown at them, all that money. Guess what? You're going to have to pay the piper now.
Dennis, don't hang up. Your points are so good. I want you to repeat them and expand on them when we come back from break. Because you're, and I want to hear what you think is going to come next, but that's exactly right. And I've learned with the left too, especially with their minions, it's all about the illusion of power. They'll wait for you outside a restaurant to say, get out of here, when they knew I was already going to my car, so they would feel powerful when I left. Like that wasn't real power. But how do you get in that mindset? You're absolutely right. They are imploding, but will they take us down with them? Well, ask Dennis that question, how does he think we counter it? Then I promise, I'm going bam, 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 through your calls. Infowars.com, newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. And I agree, things are really looking up now with Trump fighting censorship and things, but let's not get too confident.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls right now. Robert Mueller's report was first going to come out on the 1st of this month. Then it was going to be the 27th. He released it on the 22nd. And now the Attorney General is sent a summary to Congress. And they're redacting out some sources and key names the FBI is asking for. And they're going to reportedly release it in the next few days. I always knew there was no collusion. And they couldn't get anybody for plea bargains to make it up. But what do they do now? And I'm telling people, you don't know what it's like to be Trump or his family unless you're a public figure that's been a Trump supporter. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you something. I try to go anywhere in downtown Austin, or I try to go to a Whole Foods or I try to go to a restaurant, and I may shake 30 hands. But in the last 2 days since this happened, I get confronted everywhere I go, and they are violent, and they are angry. And after they threaten you, they run and call security on you. These people are crazy and dangerous. And they really believe MSNBC and CNN. They really are that whacked out. And I don't know what's going to come next. You were making some great points. Repeat those. And then my question, Dennis, is you said they're going to implode. What's that going to look like? And are they going to take us with them?
Well, it's not so much. All right. The implosion of them is the politically elite class who believe in their mind they should have total control over you.
Like you said, Beto O'Rourke says, I'm just born to rule you.
Exactly. I'm born for this. But in actuality, just like you said earlier as well, it's a false pretense. They believe in this thing called power. Well, let's say you do get the power. How do you divide up the pie? Who is going to be where? Who's going to do what? That was the whole reason Hillary Clinton had to win. They have already divvied up this country how they want
that's,
it.
That's why they're so pissed. Exactly. They believe this was their time.
Yes, this was their time. But unfortunately, they didn't count on real smart Americans to actually see through it. And hence comes Trump. It's just that simple. Everybody was sitting here wondering, how did this happen? Well, let's look at the chain of events you people put us through. That's just it. I mean, everything that if something hard happened, hard hitting that could possibly affect society, why is there no full disclosure? Why does it take so long for those reports to come out? Has anybody thought of that? Because you're not made to know. They think that the average mind here in America is so low IQ that, oh, you just shut up and you just do like you're told. Go to work, go home. Go to work, go home. Don't enjoy life. Hell, it's about to end in 12 years. Come on.
And by the way, she's told to say that. Imagine to a young person, like adults learn to not be scared. But when I was a kid, if I saw a congresswoman say the world's ending, I'd be scared at night.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You need to do like we're telling you. Don't question it. You need to do like we're telling you. And the whole thing about it is this, Alex. This is the ultimate thing. How do we fix it? We start in the areas that need it. Look at Detroit with their water. Look at Michigan. Look at what's happening in Chicago. You think, I mean, literally, think about this, Chicago. With all those cameras, I used to live there. There's a camera, if not four, on every street corner. So how did they find who did that to Jesse Smollett, but they can't find out who's killing these cops? How is that possible?
No, you're right. It's because the Democratic Party's a mafia, and it wants it to be crime-ridden, and they had the Republicans under control for a while. In fact, I've got articles where record drug interceptions at the border, record indictment of drug dealers, Trump's going after the pharmaceutical companies that are pushing OxyContin. He's actually trying to clean things up, and I can't believe he's actually doing it. Great points. God bless you, Dennis. Yeah, Trump's a miracle, and they attack me because I say that. But it's just the truth. I mean, he is a miracle. But people were praying. No collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. Keep America great. And what is one of the top liberal journalists out there, Greenwald, say about all this? Lynn Greenwald, you know, a liberal that has a conscience, old-fashioned liberal. While standard liberal outlets obediently said whatever they were told by the CIA and the FBI, many reporters of right-wing media outlets, which are routinely mocked by super smart liberals as primitive propagandistic, did relentlessly great digging and reporting. Sorry, this is true. And it goes on. Great caller. Dem's already saying Mueller sold out. Yeah, let's go to Preston and hear about that. We'll go to Chase and then to Pastor Sam. Preston, yeah, I've got the articles right here. They've got Joy Reid, everybody saying that Mueller sold out. Mueller, that's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing in the news. That's what everything looks to be. And I just wanted to make the point that we need to make sure as Trump supporters that we don't rush to defend Mueller against the Democrats' character assassination campaign that's already underway. Just let them eat Mueller up. Just let them keep going. Shed more light on Mueller. Kind of like the Dems, whenever Comey was fired, they immediately fell in love with him. But
well, we just said that with the last caller. I've noticed conservatives and people, we don't throw each other overboard. Unless somebody really deserves it and asks for it. They love to throw each other overboard. It's their big weakness. And you're absolutely right that's what Trump's saying. He's saying it's criminal, it's a joke, that it's all a fraud, and it was the biggest criminal witch hunt in history, which is true. He's not kissing Mueller's butt now that the truth's come out.
Yeah, and what the Dems are doing to their voters and constituents, because Mueller and Comey are registered Republicans on paper. They're basically controlled opposition, rhinos, Republicans in name only.
But they both said they would vote for Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben Shapiro said he'd rather have Hillary as president than, you know, Trump. So, but they're going to sell the false left-right paradigm to their voters as if the establishments on both sides don't hate Trump and they don't work together behind the scenes. It's two front doors to the slaughterhouse, but they will convince their constituents that there's some vast Republican conspiracy, even though Comey and Mueller couldn't be any less Republican. And if they are...
No, I agree. So, obviously, we know what comes next. They use the illegal wiretaps in the Mueller investigation to dragnet and find dirt. But because they didn't find it, they would have already launched more of these investigations. They keep saying it's coming. I think you'll see a few Southern District in New York. You'll see some stuff in Chicago. But they came up empty. I mean, Trump's not running scams for the mere fact that's how people get control of you, is running scams.
Yeah, I can't even believe that they were able to go through everything that they did with Trump and not find a crooked toenail, not find something messed up on taxes or something to get him. It's really unbelievable. I would have, you know, bet pretty much everything I had they would have found something that was illegal or something that was, you know, against the fray.
They can't, because it's all standard operating procedure. It's like when the New York Times published 50-year-old tax returns saying, from the time his children were young, every year the father put money into trust funds. That's what rich people have done for 100 years. It's standard. I mean, that's all you've got? Oh, wow. He avoided taxes legally. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And, I mean, he got a $1 million loan from his father and turned it into $10 billion. Or whatever it is, he increased his original loan by 10,000 times. But he's either some Luddite idiot who can't run the country, or he's some super genius, you know, evil person that was able to sneak past the NSA and the DOJ and everybody else.
Now, I know what the truth is. Trump's a hard-hitting pragmatist who just common sense looks at things and doesn't do it on a Machiavellian weirdo scale. He just shoots it straight. And that's why they keep thinking it's a, you know, 10th dimension chess. It's not. It's just looking at things like what's fair and what's real. And I can tell you, you know, the secret, you know, about Trump, why he doesn't want his tax returns released. It's because he isn't like Google and people who pay zero tax, but he does diversify it into new companies, new businesses to keep it low, or you could never run a business. And the truth is that he doesn't have that much money on paper because it's all in the companies and his family. But the family's got about $100 billion. He's a lot richer than they even say. And compared to the big banks and Google, he pays a lot more taxes. But, you know, they think it'll be, he's not worth that much once they get him. Well, yeah, no kidding. All the real rich people don't have money on paper. Hey, God bless you. Great points, Preston. We'll be right back with more calls straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Going right back to your phone calls, but I thought I'd play Beto O'Rourke. Yesterday morning, after it had come out that there's no Russia collusion, nothing found, thousands of people interviewed, hundreds and hundreds of subpoenas, 2,800 subpoenas. I was thinking 200 subpoenas. I went, no, it's 2,800 subpoenas. People always accuse me of rounding up. I tend to round down. Nothing. Because there wasn't any. The Russians are small-time players in geopolitical manipulation. They're big players in raw energy, raw material. The Chinese are the ones that basically have already taken the country over. Trump's just trying to get control back. and finally the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, are saying that because it's a fact. I was told 15 years ago in Hollywood by top people that China already owned controlling shares in half of the production companies. It's six of the eight now. They run it. And Google is helping them. Yeah, it's crazy. My subconscious brain sometimes gets mad at me because it's smarter, obviously, than the conscious brain hundreds of times. I had a dream about Jeff Bezos like last week because I had like these dreams where I'm doing PowerPoints, I'm giving speeches, I'm doing work. I like work during my dreams. Sometimes it's my best work time. And in my dream, I'm sitting there talking to Jeff Bezos, and Jeff's like, I ship stuff in from all over the world and have millions of employees here in the U.S., and you say I'm the worst big tech giant. I'm not selling slave goods in China. I don't run death camps in China. I'm not like Apple that, you know, is helping round up the political dissidents and put their iCloud keys over there. And I'm not like Google helping them run Dragonfly and surveil their people. I'm fighting Alibaba in China. It's a weird dream. And the weird thing is you wake up from that dream and you're like, why am I going after Jeff Bezos when literally of all the tech heads, he's the worst? He's the least of the worst. He's the lesser of the corruption. And this isn't some defense of Jeff Bezos and all the stuff that goes on at Amazon and all the, you know, employees and the rest of it. It was just sitting back and thinking about orders of magnitude, what Google and Apple are doing in China versus what Amazon's doing. And it's just my subconscious brain, even in a dream, is like going, Alex, he's not the target. Because let me tell you something. You could give the head of Google 50 years in prison for selling us out to China and giving them the AI. Bezos is working with the U.S. military. You could go after Apple for what they've done in China and arrest Tim Cook. And I'm not even saying do that. But my God, it's just the order of magnitude of treason is unbelievable by these people. And it was kind of an epiphany. Don't know why I just threw that out there. Just it hit me the other night. Had a dream about it. I'm telling you about it. Okay, we're going to go back to your calls. I have that big news on the SPLC that I'm going to cover during the last segment, then get to Greg Reese's powerful report. But a lot of things are happening to the establishment groups that are promoting racism and division in this country, and they're fighting it. And they've got up to $1 billion offshore. They're tied into foreign intelligence agencies. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on the SPLC and their employees and all the documented racism, sexism, sexual abuse. But that was their specialty 30 years ago. It came out in Morris Deese's divorce, all the stuff that was going on with his wife didn't want to do in those hotel rooms. Let's talk to who's up next here, because I'll never get to everybody if I don't start one of these calls. Pastor Sam in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yes, Trump is a genius, and I met with a lot of Republicans, really the whole Republican core of Texas over the weekend at two different meetings. A lot of great heroes. There was a lot of talk there. These are the people that we support and that support us. But Trump got out ahead of Mueller. He got out ahead of him and pushed upon in the center of the board by bringing up McCain. This is a real hot button because, for example, Dan Crenshaw, Navy SEAL, Texas congressman, he's really sore about this. He's served in the military. He's a war hero. He lost his eye on the battlefield. He's one of the few congressmen that is in favor, as I am, of intervention in Venezuela. He's ticked off about this. Joni's ticked off about it, too. But here's the thing. Alex, you have pushed the real issue out front, that there's devil worship behind all this. Joni just admitted she stood up for all the USA Gymnastics girls valiantly. Joni just admitted in 2019 that she herself is a rape victim, that she was raped in college. And so now the question is, how much does rape, child sacrifice control the world? And are we going to face that or not? And I would really like to see all of the Republican Congress come out strong.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Well, Trump's coming out against this post-birth abortion, partial birth abortion, and that's good. You know, John McCain can hide behind his military service. He was part of the Keating Five. He was part of working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and just all sorts of anti-gun, open-border stuff. So, you know, this that giant month-long worship when he died, like Herbert Walker Bush, I just think a lot of these well-meaning conservatives buy into mainstream media hype. And a lot of that's because they're so old. And it's not bad they're old, but that's not where the world's going. But I appreciate your call. Good point. Okay, who's up next here? Heather in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Well, you know, I just wanted to say that I'm a longtime listener. I'm a big fan of you. You know, like I'm in New York. I hate New York. I think New York's gotten even worse than California, if you ask me, with the Blasio and everything else. Trying to take away our rights and everything else. It's so liberal, disgusting. But, you know, I do agree with everything that you're saying. And I think that it's total corruption. It's just total corruption. I mean, I think that I don't even know if there is any Republicans left. You know what I mean? I think they're like,
well, if you're up in New York, I can understand why you think that. But Trump has said greatest witch hunt in history. He's tweeted it's pulled his latest tweets. I have it, but I can't find the stack. He came out and said, you know, it's a huge. There it is. Trump celebrates Mueller findings. This was an illegal takedown that failed. That's what it is. And the crew's asking, what about lock her up? What about going after Mueller? What about going after Strzok? What about going after Page? What about going after McCabe? And they're the ones that committed all the crimes. And the word is, it's confirmed. There are grand juries open and looking at it all. And so I think Trump has to go down that path because, sure, let them sail off in the sunset if they left America alone. That deep state's not going to quit unless we bring them to justice. Remember what Trump said? Now that the Russia collusion is over, can we go after the real crimes of the deep state? Can you guys put that tweet the president put out a few months ago back up on screen, please? Because I want TV viewers to be able to see that. Now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Thank you so much, Heather. You're asking, when does Mueller not get away scot-free? Well, I don't want to have a war with these people, but they won't stop. They won't even join Trump in America and stand up to the Chi-Coms and come in for the big win, because they're trained from birth spiritually to hate this country and to believe, as the earlier caller said, they have a right to rule it. Like a baby duck imprints on its mother, they've imprinted on evil and hurting us. They can't change their spots.
InfoWars.com. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Please don't forget, we've got store-wide free shipping till the end of the month. 50% off all the supplements, some deals even higher. Whatever the highest rated fish oil, colloidal silver, bone broth, all the top brands, private label by us or developed by top companies out there to even be better than top brands at low prices, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support in making the broadcast possible. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you. I want to go to Greg, David, Mike, Jim, Virginia, Chad, Chase, and Matthew, and I've got a bunch I need to cover in the last segment as well. So let's go quickly through your great calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase the Patriot from California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, Chase the Patriot, front lines on YouTube, brother. And I got three big points here that I'm putting together an episode for. You know, with President Trump and the Mueller report coming out, it's a big win for him. So what's going to be the counterattack from the deep state? The second one is the Democrats and all their investigations in the House of Representatives. All that is a drag on to the next election cycle. And then third and most important, when I saw your clip in the restaurant and you had those people attacking you, that reminds me here in California of all the closet Trump supporters. They don't wear the MAGA hat. They don't put a bumper sticker on because they know that they will actually get attacked by the crazy leftist loon. But, you know, we try to compose ourselves and we support the president, and you better believe they'll go in and vote when it comes election time.
Chase, thank you. Great point. And I think you're right. We're in danger of them staging a false flag. What type of false flag do you think they might stage?
Well, you know, the thing that just like in New Zealand, it's probably going to do something with the Second Amendment because they're already attacking our First Amendment rights. And it's only, you know, Second Amendment is on their targets as well.
Well, I got to say this. You know, I know there are real crazies on all sides, Muslim extremists, white supremacists, whatever. So I'm like, okay, guy goes in, he kills, manifesto, I don't agree with it, but, you know, it looks like it's a real crazy. And then the way you can't question it, and then the way they said that I said it didn't happen, and the way they won't let you show the manifesto or the video, but they can show it, and now all the censorship and URLs being blocked in New Zealand and all this stuff, now it's very suspicious. I don't know what's going on, but it's like when they banned us on YouTube back last February, not this February, last February, 14 months ago, we had local people saying the police stood down on video. And then they said, Jones says no one dies. And then later it turned out the cops stood down. So a lot of times when they're saying don't question, it's because it's not that it didn't happen. There's something they're covering up. I appreciate your call. They're acting very, 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 very suspicious. And since when are we not supposed to look into vaccines or look into drugs that are on the market or look into a big public events? Everybody always questions big public events. There are all sorts of conspiracy theories about O.J. Simpson. They used one to get him off. Turns out it was probably false. He probably did it. But there's some evidence the police were trying to frame O.J. because they thought he was guilty. So he got off. That's the American system. Imagine today you're not supposed to question O.J. did it. We're told O.J. did it. O.J. did it. Doesn't make sense, does it? Thank you so much for the call, Chase. Let's talk to Matthew in South Carolina about the Mueller report and what he thinks is coming next. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's actually South Georgia. It's not South Carolina.
I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
That's fine, man. It's an honor to be on the show, man. Hey, I learned about you at a Trump rally, man, back in 2016. I saw all the InfoWars shirts, and I put two and two together. I remember hearing Hillary mention something about it, so I went and checked it out. There was probably 25 to 30% of InfoWars shirts out there. And I just want to say, man, the majority of that 25 to 30% was young college kids. He did the rally near college, and those college kids, they don't want to listen to Donna Brazile, Shepard Smith, Ron Williams. These college kids are learning, and they want to hear from Owen Schroyer and David Knight, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Mark Dice. These are the people that we want to hear from. We don't want to hear from this establishment fake news. I'm sick of it. I am sick. I'm putting boots on the ground. I got a chipped tooth from these people, these scum demons that want to ruin our country. They want to turn it into communist China. And this is what's
going on. What happened to you? Were you attacked by leftists?
I was attacked by leftists at a Trump rally. We had to park like 4 or 5 miles away. And on the walk there, Antifa, and there was this truck going by that said Brian Kemp. And then it was like comparing Brian Kemp to Jim Crow. And
well, let me break this down for you. Why do you think the left and Hillary came after me? They had ignored InfoWars, and then at all the Trump rallies, like you said, about 20 to 30% of the shirts were lock her up, InfoWars.com. So then they went and looked at our numbers and went, my God, I mean, before they censored us back then, it was like 50 million extra viewers a week. Conservatively, election week, 80-something million. And then they went, oh, my God, we got to destroy this guy. He's relaunched the grassroots anti-globalist movement. No, I was just a person that saw it and was involved in it, a focal point. Trying to shut me down does nothing. It only makes it get stronger. So the point you make is great. That's why we need the next viral T-shirts at public events so that when Democrats and others see that, they know that they're going to lose. And so that's very exciting. Matthew, thank you so much for the call. You know, I've got Chad, Virginia, Jim, Mike, David, and Greg, and I said I'm getting every call, but I've got to get to the great stuff happening at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've been caught red-handed. They're imploding. We've also got this Greg Reese report, but let's get one more caller in before we go to break here. Greg wants to make fun of Mueller. Now the criminals are going to get what they deserve. David, who's been holding the longest here? That'd be David in New York. David, thanks for holding. What is your take on that? You think they're going to get what they deserve now?
Great job, Alex. Great show today. A lot of great points. I'd like to say, Alex, that what I think is going to happen is you're going to see a reverse engineering of the 2 years of the slow but terrible process we had to endure of trying to wear the Trump people out and our great president. Now, even today, our great president said, hey, maybe we're going to start looking into the other side of this. And slowly but surely, Alex, we're going to see Comey, we're going to see McCabe and all these creeps. And I hope even Obama and Clinton slowly but surely come under the great hand of justice of this great country and turn this thing around and bring us back into control, because we should have it, because we're in the right and we want to do the right thing. Keep up the great work, Alex. I'm starting to get excited again.
Well, David, don't hang up because you're making great points. Trump knows that this evil is so out of control and so embedded, we have to go after it or it's just going to come back. And they're not going to make deals to back off. Their religion is destroying America. And I agree with him going after the censorship on Friday and the statements he's making. They're scared. And spiritually, leftists are linked up. It's demonic. It's low level, but they're linked up. They are running around like chickens with their heads cut off right now.
Absolutely, Alex. When you stand up to bully, just like your last caller, you look the bully in the eye, and he takes his best shot, and then you respond, then you keep going after him. That's exactly what we're going to do, and the president's going to do that, and this new attorney general. I have faith in our country again, and it's exciting. Take him on. Look, you can't back down now, Mr. President. We got to take him down, or they're like you said so well in many of your shows and your people, or they're going to take us out. You know, we got to take them out. We got to take them out legally, the right way. Take them out through the system that they tried to take our great president down. Just flip it.
And let's remember, they've been given 2+ years and failed. And that's why they're getting dumped right now. You're right. This is a very exciting time, David. Thank you. I said I get to the calls. We're just going to come back with the calls. I'll get to those reports tomorrow. Stay with us. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. But tomorrow, don't forget, David Knight, 8 a.m. kicks off with the David Knight Show. 3 hours later, I'm live. Then Owen Schroyer, The War Room. We're live 10 hours a day here on the InfoWars Network. And soon, even more new shows set to be announced soon. We're about a year behind. We've been held back by globalist attacks, but we're still expanding in the face of it. I want to go to Chad, Virginia, Jim, Mike, and Greg. Greg Reese just filed a very powerful report about why can't anybody question or even investigate the New Zealand shooting? Why is it so unprecedented? Christchurch used a silence questioning on global scale. Very important report. We'll air it tomorrow during the weekday show. I hope David Knight airs it too. It's powerful. And I promise I'm going to start the show off tomorrow unless there's some huge event with SPLC implodes. President, legal director resign amid sexual misconduct scandal. Folks, they've got up to $1 billion offshore. First it was $500 million, then they found even more. And they're just there to say everything under the sun's racist when they themselves are horrible people and working for the globalist. And the fact that they're in so much trouble, the word is Media Matters is next. Soros, you notice, came out 2 weeks ago and said, okay, China's a threat. Let's leave Trump alone. They get the writing on the wall. They're losing. We're winning. That's a big deal. And that's a big takeaway. So your prayers, you're spreading the word of newswars.com, infowars.com, the videos, the articles, via email, via text, thanking local stations, supporting our sponsors. All of it is at an effect. You've done it. Signing up for the free newsletter, infowars.com/newsletter. Buying the products at infowarsstore.com. It's had a huge effect. And yeah, we are one of the most central systems here attacking the globalist. But we're just a focal point, so I salute you, and I thank you. Chad in Texas, you asked, how long until Rosenstein resigns?
Hey, Alex, man. Thanks for being the vanguard in the fight, brother.
You.
Yeah,
Now that Mueller's done, how long do you think it's going to be until Rosenstein's in the unemployment line?
I'm sorry, Monty, I was breaking up. Say that again.
Now that Bob Mueller's done, how long do you think he's going to be until Rosenstein's in the unemployment line?
Well, you know, that's a question, because does Trump leave them all alone so they don't struggle and fight against the country and just move forward? That's called giving people abstention or kind of a reprieve or amnesty. Or do they keep coming back? And I don't think they can help but come back, because they've committed so many crimes. The political interests that run them, because they're just minions, are going to keep pushing them. And so I don't think Trump has a choice. It's the right thing to do anyways. He needs to prosecute them.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call tonight, man.
Thank you, Chad. Let's go ahead and talk to Virginia in California. Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for joining us.
I wanted to say thank you for the vanilla coconut bars. Those are great. And I just wanted to say that we need to keep our eyes on France, because God is going to send them a leader that's going to save them. And he's going to give a lot of consolation to President Trump. Let's just keep our eyes on France. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. You know, they asked Pompeo over in Israel a few days ago, CBN did, whether he thought Trump was risen up by God. He said probably. And then the media freaked out, saying, oh, my God, we've got a cult running us. You know, God uses good people, bad people, people in between. But the left has their own God. So the idea that people are Christian and that they believe we pray and then you know, God sends us people that'll be good leaders, that's what history shows. So I do appreciate your call, Virginia. What do you think's coming next?
I think that we're going to find out that France is going to kind of lead the world into peace. And then after that, you know, whatever. So anyway, all right.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Sounds like your phone's breaking up a little bit. Appreciate you. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
God bless you, Alex, and God bless the crew. Man, I'm so thankful to be part of the InfoWarriors crew. I'm a monthly supporter. I'm hoping there's going to be a lot more people, especially after this 50-hour broadcast, that will be monthly supporters. Just amazing time we're in.
Absolutely. If people like things like our great coffee or toothpaste or fish oil or the protein bars, things you're going to want every month, every 2 months, sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off, and that way it's a tithe, and you get the product, you don't have to worry about it. Because I'm the same way. We came up with AutoShip like 5 years ago because I'd forget to get the coffee myself and go to the store, and I'm like, wait, I sell good coffee. Why aren't I going to our own warehouse? So that's why we do that, so thank you.
No, my wife says it's the best. I mean, she's gone to a lot of organic coffees, and I keep bringing them home, so it's awesome.
Joe Rogan's a big coffee addict, and he was here. He's like, oh, this is really good coffee.
This is amazing times we're in. It's sort of like the chalk blocks off of the semi on a big hill has been released because it's the Mueller report. So now I think our president can do what he wanted to do a long time ago, but it was hesitant, and rightly so, because you can't say that he's obstructing the investigation by doing anything. And now he can't be told that he's obstructing anything.
No, I agree. But before the House launches dozens of other fake investigations, he's got to strike back now. Because they're telling him, sir, we're going to stop. We know you're not a bad guy. It's not going to stop.
Absolutely. But now he can, Alex, because he had that fog over him that he can't go ahead and fire.
And by the way, I've always been spiritual, but if you look at how the left is connected, like wirelessly, like bots, I don't know if you've seen how, not just on TV, but in person, the left is freaking out, which signifies to me their God knows they're in trouble.
Absolutely. But so now we need to be more unified than them. If your lights go out in 6 months and we do our absolute best, I'll be knocking on your door. I'll be walking down the street. We'll still keep this fight going, because this is a spiritual fight, and God's been working in the background. You got to see that. You got to see. I know you know.
Oh, I 1,000% know that.
We're going to see more, because now the floodgates are open. Absolutely. And you know, you hang with the people that are hot. It's like coals in the middle of the fire. keep it going. That little coal that goes off to the side kind of burns out. So we can't reach everybody, but we're going to red pill as many as we can, and knowing that Americana is right, it's godly influenced, it cannot be stopped by Islam or any other thing, and we are going to win this fight.
Beautiful, Jim. Thank you. Mike in North Carolina, Northern California. Mike in Northern California, then Greg. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. Hey, listen, I'm just a simple logger up here in Northern California listening to all this. And, you know, I'm a former deputy sheriff. I'm a United States Marine. I love the country. But I think what most people need to realize, it's not Democrat, Republican. It's good and evil. It's about a fundamental change in the United States of America to change. I mean, what happens if every 10 years we get another, what is her name, Ilhan Omar? If they keep bringing people into our country, which I want all people to be here, if you want to assimilate.
Sure, but they're bringing people in that fundamentally are here to conquer.
Exactly, and that's what's going. Look at Minnesota, okay? And now we have Omar. What's going to happen in 5 years, in 10 years, when they keep opening the floodgates? I hate to say it, but, I mean, somebody needs to say it, and somebody needs to do it, and they need to get a handle on what's going on in this country.
And when because the Muslims blow thing. Stuff up and shoot people, we don't say it's Muslims. We go, oh, ISIS isn't Muslims, or this church being blown up isn't Muslims. But then when Muslims get killed, everybody goes, oh, we're all guilty, we're all wear hijabs. And I feel sorry for the Muslims. I want them to get out of that cult. But I hear what you're saying, you were going to point out that real conservatives don't have a platform. They're shutting down people that don't back down, Mike. Thank you. I'm taking on for 5 minutes, but I've got to get to the final caller. Greg in California again, another Californian, wants to make fun of Mueller. Go ahead, brother. You got about 70 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I've been a listener since 2008, spent about $6,000 since last April, and I'm going to be...
If it wasn't for you, Soros would have won, brother.
Yeah, you know what? Well, never mind. Hey, you know what? I wrote the president yesterday. I asked him if he, you know, for a campaign gimmick fundraiser, Mueller Report toilet paper. So I went and looked at custom toilet paper printing and a company called ProPaperProducts.com. And I think they look a little patriotic, so I think those guys might accept that.
That's pretty funny. I just think we should put Hillary's face on there. Mueller, that the left built up as God, as he was going to destroy Trump. Now he's just, he's gone, because they're all nobodies. Their whole investigation was a fraud. It was run by globalists. It was all based on lies, and it just shows how pathetic they are, my friend.
And a couple more T-shirts that you might think about doing. You guys can write this down. Pardon me, butthole, you know, Beto, butthole T-shirt, and it has a bull.
We're out of time, brother. I'll be back tomorrow at 11. I love you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.